opinion, of course. Excerpt number 13. Between a man and his friend, if he can work in love of friends within reason, meaning if he tries to see the friends as being at a higher level of holiness than himself, this is certainly better. In other words, if he sees within reason that the friends are closer to Dvekut with the Creator than he, it is certainly better than if he had to believe above reason. Thus, in truth, he sees that he is at a higher degree than the friends. Within reason, he always sees the friends as low. However, he believes above reason that he should say, because it is a mitzvah, commandment, or good deed, that he should believe that it is not as he sees it. Certainly, if he can see within reason that the friends are at the degrees of holiness, it is all the better. Onwards, excerpt number 14, same article concerning above reason by the Rabash. After one has decided to go above reason and not look at all the questions that the body begins to ask, when he begins to work on the path of bestowal and faith above reason and overcomes the obstacles, the questions that the body brings him from the world over, and closes his eyes and doesn't wish to look at anything that contradicts the mind and heart, but has decided to go only above reason. After this decision, sometimes he suddenly brings great excuses that the body must agree with. Thus he sees that now he is going within reason. But what can he do when now he sees through the excuses he received from above that he tells himself, what can I do now that I have no place where I can work above reason? I see now that everything I do in order to bestow is how it should be. Thus he no longer has any questions about serving the Creator, which force him to work above reason. But since the work is primarily above reason, what can he do when he is in such a state?
Again.